Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezach Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the 11th topic of Parshas Re'eh, Maiser Sheni. The word Maiser means a tenth. You have to separate a tenth of your produce. The word Sheni means the second tenth. The first tenth we learned in Parshas Korach, that's given to the Levi. And now we're going to learn about the second tenth, which belongs to you, but you have to bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Yudalid, Posuk Chov Beis. Aseir te'aseir, eiz kol tevuas zar'echo, hayoytze yasode shono shono. Separate a tenth of your produce, but do it each year separately. You can't be mafresh maisel from one year's crop on another. Says Rashi. Rashi wants to know, why does this follow the last pasuk, the last topic of Loiseva shel gedi b'chalev imoy? So the poshut pshat of Loiseva shel gedi b'chalev imoy is referring to the isur of bosa b'cholo, in order to cook meat and milk. But Rashi darshens it al derech hadrash. Says Rashi, Loiseva shel gedi v'goymer, aseir te'aseir, ma'inyan zeh tel zeh. What does one have to do with the other? Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, make sure to take off Maiser Sheni, because if not, loy tingremu li levashel gedoyim shel tvua ad shehein b'me'ei imoyseyen. Don't cause me to destroy the little kernels before they come to their full growth by you not taking off Maiser Sheni. Shem einate me'asri Maiser Koroi, if you don't take off Maiser properly, k'sheuso mor li yizbashel, when the wheat kernels are close to becoming ripen, ani moitzei ruach kodim mevim shadfosom. I'll make an Easter wind blow, and that will ruin them. Shenema ushdefo lifnei komo. V'chein inyan bikurim. A similar drasha you can make in Parshas Mishpotim and in Parshas Kisiso. Over there also, the Torah puts together seemingly two mitzvahs that have nothing to do with each other. Bikurim and bosa b'cholov. As it says over there, reishis bikuri ad mosecho, Tovi beis Hashem Elokecho, the mitzvah of Bikurim, and right away, Loiseva shel gedi b'chalev imoy. What does one have to do with the other? Says Rashi, the same idea. Make sure to give off Bikurim, because if you don't, that will cause to be mevashel gedi b'chalev imoy, that Hashem will make the wheat kernels be ruined before they get fully ripened. Shono, shono, mikan shein me'asri min ha'chodosh al ha'yosho. This is where we learn, you cannot take off maisris from the new crop onto the old crop, and who had and vice versa, every year has to have its maitzris from its crop. And what do you do with this maitzris, Sheni? Pozuk chov gimel v'ochalto lifnei adoino yeloihecho b'makoim ha'shoivcha l'shakein shemoy shom ma'asar degonecho tiroishecho v'yitzorecho uvechoyroit b'kocho v'tzeinecho Leman tilmad liro es adoino yaluhecho kol hayomim. And take this tenth of the produce that you separated from the crop, Maiser Sheni, and eat it in the place that Hashem will choose to dwell his name there. The tenth of your dogon, of the grain, tiroishecho, of the wine, and the tenth of the olive oil. And the pusik throws in something derech agav, nothing to do with Maiser Sheni. Also, what you have to eat in Amokoy Mashivchar Hashem, whether it be Shiloh, whether it be Yerushalayim, as we saw above, the firstborn of your cow, sheep, and goat. Why does the Torah throw this in over here? Rashi will tell us later on in the topic of Bechoyr Behema Tohiro. And what is the purpose of this mitzvah? Says the Torah, Leman Tilman, so you should learn to fear Hashem all your days. Eating Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim teaches you Le'iro Es Hashem. Says Rashi, V'ochalto ze Maiser Sheni, shekvar lamadnu liten Maiser Rishon Levim. The first tenth we already learned is given to the Levim. Shenemar an Parshas Korach, ki sikchu meis b'nei Yisrael, you give that to the Levim. V'nosa lehem rushus loch lebechol mokim. Levim could eat their tenth wherever they want. It's not limited where they could eat it. Shenemar v'achalto moise bechol mokim. Rashi over there told us, even Bebeis HaKvoros, because there's no Kedusha to it. They could eat even Betuma. Al Koch HaChoze, Maiser Acheru. Therefore, this Maiser we're talking about over here, that's limiting it to eating it in Yerushalayim, must be a different Maiser, and that's what we call Maiser Sheni. Pozuk chov daled chir b'mimecho haderech ki lo yisuchal se'isoy kirchak mimecho amokoyim nashoyim v'char adoynoy aloyhecho lo sum shemoyshom ki yevorechecho adoynoy aloyhecho. And if the place that Hashem chooses to place His name over there, namely Shiloh or Yerushalayim, is too far from you, and there's too much crop to carry, because Hashem has given you so much, as Rashi says, "Shetehei atvua meruba lo seis," it's too much to carry. The pasuk is "Dibir hakosuv behoive," namely, that's the normal reason why a person wouldn't bring his maaser sheni to Yerushalayim. But enochanami, who adin if it's not ki yirbe mimecho aderech, and it's not ki lo yisuch al seisoy, let's say he's right outside Yerushalayim, and he could technically bring it into Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, the following din applies. But the posuk is what's called dibira kosu behoive. In the normal situation, that it's too much, so you have another option. Posuk chov hei venosato bakosef. ויצרתו הכסף ביודך והולכתו אל המקום אשר ימחר אדוינו אלוהיך בוי. You could redeem the produce of Maaser Sheni onto money and tie the money up in a handkerchief, in a wallet of some sort, and go to the place that Hashem will choose, Shiloh or Yerushalayim. פוזוק חובו ונוסעתו הכסף בחוי לשון תבן נפשכו בבוקור ובצוין וביין ובשיחור ובחוי לשון תשאול לכו נפשכו ואוכלתו שום לפני אדוינו ילויכו ושומחתו עתו ובישכו. And once you get to Yerushalayim, use the money in order to buy anything you'd like, whether it be cattle, or sheep, wine, or aged wine, or any food item you'd like to eat in Yerushalayim, and eat it over there in front of Hashem, and you will or you shall rejoice, you and your family. Says Rashi, "V'chei lashon te'aven nafshecho klal." Rashi is introducing us to one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah in Nidreshes Bohen called the Klal Upratu Klal. The Torah starts off with something general, buy anything you want, that's called a klal. And then specific, boko, tzoin, vayayin, vashecho, prat, that's specific, cattle, sheep, wine, and aged wine. And then again, ubochel asher tisholcho nafshecho, choza v'kolal. Again, something all-inclusive. So what am I meant to learn out? Could I buy anything? Or is it specifically boko, tzoin, yayin, and shecho? We darish it. Ma prat mefurosh vlad vlodoy saoret veroy lamaychol odom. Just like the examples the Torah gave, are all things that grow from the ground. Yain and sheichol for sure grow from the ground, grapes. But boko v'tzoin animals is also considered that it grows from the ground, either because in Maase Bereishis they were created ofo mino adomo, or because they eat things that grow from the ground. Whatever the reason may be, but boko v'tzoin is called evlad v'lodois ha'oretz, and it's roi l'maychal odom. All these items are edible. So too, anything that fits that category, you may buy it from Maaser Sheni. Pozuk chov zayin ve'ali v'yashar b'sh'orecho lo yisazvenu ki ein eloi chilek v'nachalo imoch. And don't forget the Levi in your cities. Make sure to give him the Maaser Rishoin that he deserves, because a Levi has no chelek v'nachalo in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you should give him the Maaser Rishon. Says Rashi, v'alevi lo yisazvenu, militen loy Maaser Rishon, ki ein loy chelek v'nachalo imoch. What is this coming to tell us? Yotzu leket shikcho peyo v'hefkel. Leket shikcho peyo are the three matnois anim, the gifts that we have to give to the poor from the field. V'hefkel, something that you're a mafkir, you don't own it. Those four items, sha'af hu yesh lo chelek imecho bohen komoicho, there the Levi and you have an equal right in that. That's meant for the public consumption. They're matnas anim, they're hefker, and therefore the einon chayovin b'maisel. What the pasuk is telling you, when is it that I'm telling you v'alevi asher b'sharecho lo yisazvenu? You gotta give him the maaser rishon. That's only in something that ein lo chelek v'nachalo imoch, something that he doesn't, cannot partake in it, besides for you, only you, it's yours. Then, said the Torah, give off Maaser Rishon to the Levi. But if it's something that he could take, because it's leket shikcho peyo and hefkel, There, you're not chayav to give Maisa Rishon. Those items are potter from Maisois. Adkan, the 11th topic of Parshas Re'eh, Maisel Sheni. On to the 12th topic, Biur Maisois. A little akdoma to the following topic, and that is the Maiser, Trumas and Maisers cycle. We know that there are 7 years in every Shemitah, and we count them 1 through 7. The 7th year, Shemitah, is potter from Trumas and Maisers. The first 6 years. So Truma Gedoyla, which is given to the Kohen, and Maiser Rishon, which is given to the Levi, those are given throughout all 6 years. Maiser Sheni is different. Maiser Sheni is only given on the years Aleph, Beis, Dalet, Hey. 1, 2, 4, 5. A siman to remember, it spells out the word Avedo. Aleph, Beis, Dalet, Hey. On the 3rd and 6th year, we substitute the Maiser Sheni and we give Maiser Oni instead. You give a tenth of the produce to Anim. That means every 3 years, we finished a cycle, a full cycle. Namely, 2 years of Maiser Sheni, 1 year of Maiser Oni, and then the cycle begins again. 2 years of Maiser Sheni and a 3rd year of Maiser Oni. Now, when the Torah says you got to give Trumas and Maiseris, the first thing you got to do is separate it off the produce. If you don't do that, your produce is tevel, it's usher to eat it. Once you take it off the produce, now your produce is no longer tevel, you're allowed to eat it. But then you have another mitzvah. You have to give it to their respective owners. The Truma Gedoyla, to the Kohen, Maiser Rishon, to the Levi. Maiser Sheni, it's yours, but you got to bring it to Yerushalayim. And Maiser Oni, to the poor. But that's a separate mitzvah. Even before you gave it, you're still allowed to eat the produce that you're left with. But at the end of this 3-year cycle, of every cycle, you have to make sure to deposit, to give those matonois to the Kohen, Levi, and Yerushalayim, and the Oni. That's what our topic is talking about. Posuk Chovches Mikzei Shalosh Shonim Toitzi Es Kol Masal Tevu Osecho Bashano Hahi Veinachto Bishorecho. At the end of the 3-year cycle, and Rashi later on in Parshas Kisavi tells us, you have to do it by Erev Pesach of the 4th year and Erev Pesach of the 7th year. Namely, because you don't really finish processing the produce of the 3rd and the 6th year until half a year into the next year. So by Erev Pesach of the 4th and Erev Pesach of the 7th year, you got to make sure to get rid of all of the Trumas and Maisras that have been piling up in your house until then. V'inachto bishorecho, put it in your cities, namely give it to the respective owners. Says Rashi, Mikzei Shaloi Shonim Boveli Meid, Sheim Hisha Maas Rishov Shal Shonar Rishoyna Veshniyo Leshmito, Sheim Vayere Min Abayis Bashlishis. By the end of processing the 3rd year's Trumas and Maisras, namely by the Erev Pesach of the fourth year, you got to get it out of your house. Posuk Choftes Uvo Halevi, Ki Ein Eloi Chilek V'Nachalo Imoch, And then the Levi who has no portion in Eretz Yisrael, he'll come and take his Maaser Rishon. And the Ger Yosef and the Almono, who generally are Anim in your cities, they will come and take the Maaser Oni, and they will eat and be satiated in order that Hashem should bless you in all your endeavors. Says Rashi, Levi v'itlu Maaser Rishon, v'ager v'ayosan v'itlu Maaser Sheni, shehu shel Oni, shel Shonozu. This Maaser Sheni that Rashi is referring to is not what we spoke about in the previous topic. Rather, it's what substitutes the Maaser Sheni in the 3rd and the 6th year. V'lo yitech lenu ato b'Yerushalayim, k'der sh'nizkak t'olecho Maaser Sheni shel Shtei Shoni. It's not meant for you to eat in Yerushalayim like you ate the Maaser Sheni of the first 2 years. No. The second Maiser of this year is Maiser Oni, and it's given to the poor. Ve'ochlu v'soveu. It's not just a fact that they will eat and be satiated. It's teaching us a halacha. Tein lohem kedei svia. When giving out Maiser Oni, you got to give them a substantial amount, something that they could be satiated with. Mikanonu chazal don out from here. En poichazin le'oni begoiren mechatzikav chitin ve'kav soirim. There's a certain minimum amount when you're giving Maaser Oni that you have to give. And the Maaser Sheni, that's meant to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that you didn't take care of it the first 2 years, now it's time to do it. Make sure you bring it to Yerushalayim. Umisvade bi'alti ha'kodesh min habayis k'mo shemefurash b'chisachale la'aser. Rashi is sending us to the second parasha in Parashas Kisovoi, which is the sequel to our topic over here. By us, we said you got to get rid of your maaseres at the end of the three-year cycle. Over there in Parashas Kisovoi, completes the picture. When you do that, there's a vidui maisois, and you have to say in front of Hashem, bi'alti ha'kodesh min habayis, I got rid of all the trumas and maaseres from my house. I did it properly, and I gave it to their respective owners. Ad kan, the 12th topic of Yom Maisois. On to the 13th topic of Shmitas Ksofim. At the end of every Shemitah year, all loans that their due date has passed already, the loans pop off. Pozuk Alev Miketz Sheva Shonim Tase Shmito. At the end of every 7 years, namely at the end of Shemitah, make a Shemitah. And what is the nature of this Shemitah that you have to make? Shemitah is there, whether you like it or not. The next pasuk will explain. Says Rashi Miketz Sheva Shonim. Yo Choil Sheva Shonim L'chol Milva O Milva. You may make a mistake and think that this 7 years means it's 7 years from the loan. It's not the worldly 7 year cycle of Shemitah. It's a personal 7 years from wherever your loan took place. Tamud Loimal V'Kol V'Shnas Sheva. We're going to see in the next topic that there's an Isur D'Oraisa, that a person may be fearful that the 7th year is coming and all the loans are going to pop off, and he may avoid lending, as we'll see in the next topic. If the Torah is talking about that, and if you'll tell me the Torah means a personal 7 years, then how could it be that that is coming close? Then Posek teaches us that we must be referring to an absolute 7 year cycle, not a personal 7 years from your personal loan. Posek Beis, and how do we do this Ta'ase Shemitah? How do you make the Shemitah? Says the Torah, this is how you do a Shemitah. Shomoit kol bal mashe yodoy. The word mashe means a creditor, somebody who is owed money by somebody else. Says the Torah, shomoit yodoy of the bal mashe, namely, release your hand. The creditor must release his hand from demanding the money from his friend. And do not demand the money from your friend, because Hashem said this is Shemitah. Says Rashi, Shomoit Kol Bal Mashe Yodoy. Rashi rearranges the words in Pshat and he tells you, put the Yodoy before the word Kol Bal Mashe. Shomoit Es Yodoy Shel Kol Bal Mashe. He has to release his hand from demanding the money. In the next pasuk, we're going to see that you see that the word Shemitah, Tashmeit, is going on the hand of the creditor. Pasuk Gimel, es anochi tigois, v'asher yihyeh lecho, es achicho, Tashmeit yodecho. If you lent money to a goy and the due date came and then Shemitah came, you're allowed to demand the money from him. It's only a loan that you gave to another yid, and the Shemitah and the due date came, and then Shemitah came. That's when you have to release the money and don't demand the money. Pozuk daled efes ki lo yihye becho evyoin ki vorech yivorech echo adoinoi boretz asher adoinoi aloi hecho nuisein lecho nachalo lerishto. Says the Torah, and all this, of course, is unless there are no anim. If there's no anim and nobody's there, no one needs to borrow money, then this whole halacha is not relevant. And halavai it should be that, when Hashem will bless you in the land that Hashem has given you to inherit. Says Rashi, Efes, ki lo yebucho evyoy. Ay, for Rashi Estira, Ula Alonu Oimel, and Pasuk Aleph, it says, Ki lo yechdel evyoin. The Pasuk says there will not be, there won't be Aniyim ceasing to exist. There are always Aniyim out there. So how is the Pasuk telling over here that there won't be Aniyim? And for Rashi, Elo, Bizman Shatam Oisim Ritzonu Shel Mokoyim, Evyoinim Ba'achirim V'lo Yibochem. When you do Hashem's will, that when Klal Yisrael is doing Hashem's Ratzon, then the Aniyim will be in other nations, not in you. But then evyoinim bochem. When Klal Yisrael is not being mekayim retzoinu shel mokoyim, then unfortunately there will be poor people among us. Period. What's the difference between an evyoin and an oni? They both mean poor. But an evyoin is dal me oni. An evyoin is even more poor than an oni. Loshen evyoin shu to'ev l'chol dovo. The root of the word evyoin is to'ev. That he desires everything, anything he can get his hands on, he wants, because he has nothing, even more nothing than an oni. Posuk hei, ra'akim shamoya tishma b'koil adoino yaloi hecho, lishmor la'asoyiz ez kol ha'mitzvah azoyiz asher onechim etzavecho hayoim. When will this happen, that there will be no evyoinim? If you listen and accept and do what Hashem has told you to do, to be careful in keeping all the mitzvahs that I am commanding you today. It says Rashi, Rakim Shomoya Tishma, Oz lo yebocho evyoin. Shomoya Tishma, what's the double lashon? Shoma kimo mashmin oisoy harbe. If a person puts his mind to it, to listen, to learn a little bit of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mezakeim, to learn a lot of Torah. Posuk vo, v'ki adoino yaloi hecho b'rachecho kasher diber loch. Ve'avatato goyim rabim ve'ato lo yisavoit u'moshalto begoyim rabim uvecho lo yimshoilu. Because Hashem has blessed you, as He told you. We're going to see later on in Parshas Kisavoi. Baruch atoboyir, you will be blessed if you keep the mitzvahs. And then you will be lending money to many goyim, to many nations. But you yourself, Yidin, will not have to borrow money. And you will rule over the other, over many nations, but nobody will be ruling over you if you keep the mitzvahs. It says Rashi, Kasher Dibaloch, the Heichon Dibel, where did Hashem tell us that He is Beirachecho? Baruch HaTaboil, then the Baruch is in Parashas Kisovoi. The Ha'avateto means you're doing something to somebody else. Namely, you're lending someone else money. Koloshen Halvo Kishenoifel Ala Malve. When you talk about a loan, from the Malvis point of view, Neufel Beloshen Mafil, that you're doing something to somebody else. You're lending money to the Loive. Kegoin Vihilviso, Vihavateto, Vihimo Yoimel Vihovateto, without the hay, Hoye Neufel Ala Loive, Kamovelovisa. That will be talking from the Loive's point of view. So Vihavateto is from the Malvis point of view. Vihavateto Goim, you will lend money to the Goim. Why does the Torah have to then say that loisavoit? Says Rashi, Yocholish de loive mizeo malvoloze. Just with that pasuk of ha'avadeto goyim rabim, you may think, yeah, you're lending to goyim, but you're also borrowing from others. You're borrowing from others and lending it. Tamud loima v'ato loisavoit. No, you'll be so wealthy, you will not need to borrow at all. Umoshalta b'goyim rabim. And once again, if you're ruling over the goyim, why does the Torah have to say v'choloim shaylu? Says Rashi, Yochel goyim achirim moishlim olecho, and you are ruling over others, tamud leimano, uvecholoyim shoylu, nobody will be ruling over you at all. Adkan, the 13th topic of Shmitas Ksofim. On to the 14th topic, talking about halvois, lending money, and Derech Agav also talking about tzedakah, giving to the poor. Posuk Zayin ki yehyeh vecho evyoin me'achad achecho be'achad she'orecho be'artzecho asher adoino yalo yehecho noisein loch lo yisea meitzes levovecho lo yisik poitzes yodecho me'ochicho ho evyoin. If there will be an evyoin from one of your brothers in one of your cities, Rashi told us before, an evyoin is even more poor than an oni in the land that Hashem will be giving you. Do not harden your heart and do not clench your hand from your brother, the poor. Says Rashi, ki yebecho evyoin. Why does the Torah specifically talk about an evyoin? The mitzvah of tzedakah is also to an oni. Says Rashi, it's coming to teach us, ha-to'ev, to'ev kuidim. The root of the word evyon comes from the word to'ev, he desires. An evyon desires anything because he has nothing. That's the kedima, that's the, you have to give first in the seder, in the order, who gets first, is the bigger the oni, the he deserves oni, tzedakah first. Me'achad achecho, the word achecho says Rashi, ochicho me'ovicho kuidim lochicho me'imecho. Your brother from your father come before your brother from your mother. He's considered a closer relative. And the closer the relative, he has kedima in getting tzedakah first. She'orecha, another order of tzedakah. Aniye ilcha kuidmim laniye iracheres. The poor of your city come before the poor of another city. Lo yise ameitz, yesh lecha odom shemitztayerim yiten im lo yiten. There are people that struggle with themselves. Should I give? Should I not give? Lekach nema lo yise ameitz. Says the Torah, don't harden your heart. Just give. Yesh lecha odom shepoishet es yodoi v'koivtza. And there is such a type of person that he decided to give. He stretches out his hands and then at the last minute, he closes it. Lekach nema lo yisik poitz. Says the Torah, don't do that either. Rashi's darshaning the double lashon of loy se'amet es levavcho, loy sikpoitz es yodecho, talking about two different types of people. The first one who didn't give in the first place, and the second one who decided to give, but then clenched his hand and took it back. What I don't understand is my komash malon. Of course, if the Torah tells you don't harden your heart, the Torah means give it until it gets to the hand of the oni. It's not going to help anybody to stretch out your hand and then take it back. So what's the chiddush of the Torah of lo yisik poizes yodecho? Einu yodea. Besides for being a very cruel thing to do, to show the oni that you're giving and then take it back. But that's how Rashi darshan is the words lo yisik poizes yodecho. Me'achicho ho'evyoin. Rashi's bothered by, what is the word achicha doing over here? Lo yisik poizes yodecho me'ho'evyoin. Says Rashi, im lo yisitein soif choliyos ochiv shel evyoin. If you don't give tzedakah, you will end up being like him, namely like his brother. You'll end up being poor like him. Posuk ches kifoso yartiv taches yodecho oloi ve'avit ta'avitenu dey machseiro yasher yachsar loi. Rather, what should you do? Don't harden your heart. Don't clench your hand. Rather, open up your hand and give him the tzedakah that he needs. And if he doesn't want to take tzedakah, then lend him money. Whatever he is lacking, make sure that you complete that for him. Says Rashi, Poseach Tiftach, the double lashon, Afilu kama pe'omim. Ki Poseach Tiftach, hare ki, meshamesh b'loshon elo. This ki means rather. Ve'havei ta'avitenu, im lo yichotso b'matono, as tzedakah, lend him the money. As we saw before, the word ha'avit means to lend. You have to fill in his lacking. But you don't have to make him richer than what he was before. If he's used to, this was his standard, to riding a horse, and even a slave running in front of him, that was his standard before he became poor. You have to provide that for him also. That's not included in Leha Shiroi. Iyam Tomatsuva Leha Shiroi means more than he was used to. Loi zu isho. If he needs a wife, you have to provide that for him also. V'cheinu oimer es loi ezer kenegdoi with the loi. Posuk tes isho mer lecho pen yehye dovorim levavcho v'liyal leimor korevo shenas hasheva shenas hashemito.
Be very careful lest you have an evil thought in your heart. And you'll think to yourself, the seventh year is coming up, Shemitah. And therefore, if I lend him the money now, and the due date comes before, and he doesn't pay back, I'll lose that money. And you will have an evil eye, you'll look badly towards your brother, the Evyoin, and you will not lend him money. And what may happen then? He may call out to Hashem. He may cry out to Hashem about what you did to him. But even if he doesn't cry out to Hashem, you have a chet no matter what. But if he does cry out to Hashem, then you're in trouble. Says Rashi, mitzvah. You may read this pasuk mistakenly and think that the Torah is giving a mitzvah to the Evyoin to cry out to Hashem, that he should cry out. There it's talking about not paying an oni's wages on time if he worked for you. Pay the wages on time. So even though true, it's slightly a different topic, but what they have in common is you're dealing with an oni. And when an oni doesn't get what he deserves, he cries out to Hashem. So over there it says, pay him on time in order that he should not cry out to Hashem. So over here, when it says, it doesn't mean that he has a mitzvah to cry out. It just means that he may cry out. You'll have a chet no matter what, afilo lo yikro. Im kein lo monema v'koro alecho, memayr ani lipor al dea koire, yoyza memishene koire. If he will cry out to me, I'll be sooner to punish you than if he would not have cried out. Posuk yud nosoin titein loy v'lo ira levavecho besitecho loy ki biglal adovor hazeh yivorechecho adoino yaloyecho v'chol maasecho uv'choil mishlach yodecho. Rather, you should surely give him and don't feel bad about it. Because you giving tzedakah and you lending money, Hashem will bless you in everything you do and in all your endeavors. Says Rashi, Noso in titen loy, a double lotion, afilo me'a po'amin. Loy, beinoy lebeincho. Tzedakah and a halvo, helping out an oni, is meant to be done privately. Between you and him, no one else has to know about it. Ki biglal ha-dovor hazeh afilu omarto litein, Rashi darshaning the word dovor. Dovor means dibur. Even if you told an oni that you're going to give him tzedakah or lending money, even before you actually did it, once you do it, you'll get schar for even giving him the good feeling. He now knows that he has what to pay rent tomorrow. He now knows what he has to food to put on the table tomorrow because you told him you're going to give him money. So from the amira alone, you're going to get schar. Posuk yud alef ki lo yachdalev yoin mikereva oretz al kein onuchim etzavecho leimoyer posoyach tiftaches yodecho elochi cholaniecho ulev yoinecho be'artzecho. Because as Rashi told us before, if we're not oisin retzoyne shel mokoyim, when Klal Yisrael doesn't do the Rotzon Hashem, inevitably there will be evyoinim among us. And that is why I am telling you, it is your responsibility to open your hand and give tzedakah and lend money to your brothers Aniyim and the Evyoinim in your land. It says Rashi al Kain mipnei Kain, because of this, Leimoir Eitzolotivoscho Ani Mashiacho. Says the Torah, says Rashi, we're telling you two things. First of all, Mitzavacho, I am commanding you, you must give tzedakah, you must lend money. Besides for the command, it's lemoir. It's a good idea for you also. As the Gemara told us, that anius, poverty, is gal gal achoizah bo'olam. Once it's by him, and once it's by you. If you help him when he needs the money, then he'll help you when you need the money. So it's an eitzah toiva to give tzedakah and lend money. Lo'achicho la'aniecho le'ezeach le'oni. Period. Rashi points out that the word aniyecho over here does not mean plural. La aniyecho biyud echod, lochein oni echodu. With one yud, it's one oni. Ava aniyecho with two yudin, although you can hear the difference when listening to it, but when you see it, bishnei yudin, that would be shnei aniyim. Adkan, the fourth topic, helping out aniyim, whether it be with stoka, whether it be with a loan.